USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he'll keep the United States safe, strong, prosperous, and free. The president on what was not said at the Democratic National Convention.
He didn't talk about law enforcement. He didn't talk about bringing safety to Democrat-run cities that are totally out of control and they have no clue. China was never mentioned in any way, shape, or form. China will own our country if he gets elected. They will own our country, and we're not going to let that happen.
President Trump speaking in Arlington, Virginia. The ratings are in for Thursday night's DNC convention. 22 million people watched Joe Biden's speech last night. That compares to 33 million who watched Hillary Clinton in 2016 and 35 million who watched Trump's convention speech that same year. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on two tropical storms. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Weather forecasters say two tropical storm systems could make landfall in the United States at just about the same time next week. Tropical Depression 13, currently in the Atlantic Ocean, about 300 miles east of Antigua. Tropical Depression 14, about 30 miles off the coast of Honduras in the Caribbean. Both systems have sustained 35-mile-an-hour winds and are expected to strengthen as they head towards the U.S. mainland.
Sales of previously owned homes surged in July as low interest rates and a desire for more space amid the pandemic boosted home buyer demand. Existing home sales rose almost 25% in July from June to a seasonally adjusted rate of 5.86 million, the highest rate since December 2006. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are expected to campaign very hard for the state of Pennsylvania, a state that President Trump won, but by a slim margin in 2016. Pennsylvania Republican Chairman Lawrence Tabb is saying,
if you look at the states that had the highest unemployment rates, and Pennsylvania at one time was the number one, it is the Democratic governors, their actions, their steps that they took in restricting and limiting businesses and continuing to do so.
The self-proclaimed lottery lawyer has been charged in a scheme which tens of millions of dollars was swindled from lottery winners. That's what federal prosecutors say. New York attorney Jason Kirtland is accused of gaining the trust of his clients, some of whom won big in Mega Millions and Powerball, and steering them to invest in businesses controlled by three other people who are also charged. Kirtland is alleged to have gotten kickbacks in the scheme. This attorney reminds us on ABC News.
People expect attorneys to do the right thing, to represent them. And unfortunately, this attorney crossed the line.
NHL on NBC analyst Mike Milbury is receiving criticism from the media and some fans for a comment he made during Thursday's broadcast regarding the NHL bubble, suggesting that there are not even any women here to disrupt the players' concentration. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.